Yes, sir. We is live, baby. We is live once again. It is Mo Sports TV. Yes, sir. Clap it up one time for the one time. It's your boy, C-Mo Sports. I'm here with my nigga, Big Black Ed, and I'm here with Nick Orr. And we here to talk about college basketball previews, NFL, things going on, big trades today. Fucking NBA movement's been going on. A whole lot of gang shit. Fuck it. So, 9:20 in about 45, about an hour, we got Gonzaga versus Baylor in the college basketball championship, man. Who do you got?
Gonzaga.
You got Gonzaga? They're tough. They're tough.
The refs want them to win after UCLA. After UCLA's the way shit. I was like, yeah, they want
that. That was some destiny shit. Like, yeah. It might be meant to be for them. But, like, Baylor is nothing to fuck with, man.
Baylor's a good basketball team.
They're nothing to fuck with. That's a fact. Like, their offense and defense, honestly, this is one of the better college basketball matchups I've seen in a minute. Like, both of these teams are really fucking good.
Every year you have a matchup you really want to see in the championship. Very rarely do you get it. This year you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the matchup everybody wanted to see. I'm pretty sure I called that shit out, too. After the second round, I called that shit out. Gonzaga Baylor. Here we are once again. Yeah. That's a fact.
I mean, there was really no wild card that was a better team or a good enough team to beat either one of them. UCLA was fucking as hot of a basketball team as I've ever seen play in college, and they still couldn't get it done.
Facts. Like, UCLA, they were a destined team. They had the heart. They were on fire. They had the determination to make it happen. And Gonzaga still found a way after all the fucking fuck shit that went down after. Damn.
I was pretty sure.
Half court shot and shit.
I was pretty sure we had seen the best UCLA had to offer against Michigan. And it wasn't even close. They went to a whole nother fucking level.
They stepped it up.
They were good, good.
That was a good team. Shout out to UCLA, yeah, man, because they played ball. They balled the fuck out, but it wasn't all the way there
that's
yet.
That's terrible coaching on that end, though. They shouldn't have even let Jalen Suggs get the ball up court. They shouldn't have been pressing him.
What?
Off the rim. There was no press on them. Bro.
Was there any fouls left to give, though? Like, I mean,
they picked him up at half court. It's not like he's going to shoot it from the other side of the court.
Well, he fucking contested. Shot it from inside of the half court.
Inside of the half court,
just inside.
That's a shot I'm willing to take.
Take it, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, there's nothing, you know.
Because you press him hard,
press him a little bit.
But if you press him hard and he flies by you, now you're going 5-on-4. Oh shit! Somebody's open. Nah.
He can pump fake and get the foul. Try and do goofy shit too. You can set yourself up into running into him also. And giving up 3 fucking free throws. Then you're really fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But he got, you know, it was destiny. The ball, it was a Hail Mary, and then the basket caught it at the end of the day. You feel me? Shout out to Jalen Suggs, man. Them boys is nasty, man. Facts.
That's a moment you'd love to have as a college athlete, huh?
Yeah.
Standing on top of the table. Life is good. Wow.
Definitely got you some ass.
He definitely got him some cheeks.
Definitely.
Hopefully he followed COVID protocols, because you know how that go. You know how that shit go. Shit.
Yeah, I don't see a way Baylor wins this game, to be honest with you. I think Gonzaga is the better team, and they got their test where they had to win a game they probably should have lost against UCLA.
Yeah. I definitely thought they were going to lose. I didn't think they were going to win at all.
Who do you think is going to be the number one draft pick?
Cade.
Yeah, I don't think there's a question at who's one. I think two's where it gets.
You don't think Suggs is like up there at all?
Cunningham's so versatile and like translates so much better to the NBA.
Yeah.
But Suggs is going to put himself into heavy consideration for that too.
Yeah, he just
Suggs is a fucking monster, man.
He gave himself some stock. He gave himself some stock that game. But
they showed the fuck up.
Kate Cunningham.
I like Mitchell from Baylor as well. He's fucking amazing. Yeah. He's very tough.
Evan Mobley from USC is probably going to go nice and high.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
He's the best big coming out. So. Right.
Jared Butler, too.
I could see if Houston ends up with the second pick, because they're top three protected.
Yeah.
Evan Mobley goes too. Otherwise, I think it's Suggs.
Okay.
So they're the top three.
Well, there's kids in the G League that skipped college. Jalen Green.
Jalen Green, yeah.
Smart. I think
there's
smart.
Some other kid that did it too.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Yes. And they both went to the same
They both
G
went
team.
To the Ignite. Right.
Right.
Now,
how are they doing though?
They're playing well, but here's the thing, like, you don't get the national rub by not playing in this tournament. So while I think it might be a cool idea for them to go get paid and not go to college, this, that, and the third.
It's going to cost them a top 2
pick. I think it hurts them in the draft process.
Only like the first 5 picks it hurts them, I feel like. But like they could easily be a top 5, still be a top 5 pick.
I mean, they're going to be more NBA ready because they're playing against closer to NBA caliber players on a regular basis.
As a player, what would you rather do? Develop in college or develop in the NBA against NBA players, caliber players?
Here's the thing. They're not staying in college. These are 18-year-old kids that go do one and done. Don't even go to their classes the rest of the year. They're
most
done.
Of them end up sucking. Most of them end up sucking. That don't develop themselves.
I honestly think the NBA should bring back.
Just let them go straight to the NBA.
Yeah, they should bring it back.
Because this dumb shit where they go to the G League, that's not it.
But it's stupid, honestly.
I don't know. I think today's player needs time, though. If you're not like, who can I say? Like, you gotta look at like how many busts.
Zion could have came out.
There was a lot of guys
that were
in college, high school to NBA, and did straight. Absolutely fucking nothing. There's only a handful
straight to the pros as well.
Yeah,
facts. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of players that could go straight. Like usually the top 2 picks can come out of high school. Yeah, usually the top 2 picks in each draft can come out of high school.
I think LaMelo. Me personally, I think LaMelo would have had to.
Oh boy,
he wasn't big enough.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that his body was all the way developed.
His body wasn't big enough. You're still a little.
He would have been able to play.
What, last year?
Yeah,
bro, it makes a big difference. Body type in the NBA makes a big fucking difference nowadays.
Grow inches, like growth spurt type shit. He was pretty much where he was at last year. Like, he was tough.
He's a bigger stature now. In my opinion, he has a bigger stature.
Like, I saw the national championship game for high school on Saturday or Sunday.
It was Saturday.
Montverde.
Yeah.
That fucking center, number 2, the big black nigga, the center.
Yeah. He was hooping.
That nigga could go straight to the NBA, bro.
Like, can he? Is he strong enough, though?
Their bodies are...
Bro, he looks like fucking Dwight Howard and DK Metcalf.
But here's the thing.
Is he strong enough? Does he have the skill?
Bro,
you could be big
as fuck. He was in the post. He was doing it all, bro.
My senior year of high school, I grew 2 inches during the season. So these guys are still developing their bodies and growing into it.
You got to...
Bro, he could go straight to the NBA.
Because in the NBA now, though, if you have one bad season, you're fucking done. It's not like back in the day we could develop. Like, Kobe and them had time to fucking develop in the NBA. That's what you gotta think about. He came straight out of high school and developed. JR came straight out of high school and developed.
JR would have been a better NBA player if he went to high school. Or went to college.
Yeah, he didn't have time to fucking develop.
Jermaine O'Neal took like 5 years to get good.
JR Smith would have did some bullshit in college,
bro. He would have got kicked out of college, you know?
That nigga would have been piffing in the dorms, you hear me?
Well, nah, yeah, but for real, you gotta let these niggas develop. Straight come straight out of high school, bro.
Nah, I still like certain players coming out of high school.
Like Zion, yeah.
Imani Bates, I feel like, is gonna be able to come out of high school.
That's like they consider him the next KD, right?
Yeah, like he's gonna, I feel like he could be able to do that.
But here's a perfect example, one and done out of Andrew fucking Wiggins. Niggas thought he was going to be the next.
Nah, he never had me convinced.
But
he
had the world convinced. Maybe
he had everybody else convinced.
Yeah,
him.
But he had the world convinced he's about to come in the league and fucking do something crazy.
That nigga wasn't even like that to me, bro.
Ooh, who else? What's his name? The dude y'all picked up, the center. Okafor? I don't know his name.
Jahlil Okafor? No, he played a couple years at Duke.
Did he? I thought he played 2.
He played at Duke.
I think played he played 2 or 3, yeah. Yeah. I hated that pick. That was fucking terrible.
There's so many one and duns in college that makes me believe that
there's a lot. There's still a lot of one and duns.
Who else was
usually the top 15 high school prospects are one and duns. Damn near.
Even top 15 All American
McDonald's All Stars are usually one and done.
Eight of the top 10 picks will be freshmen this year.
I think one or two of them could come out of high school.
I understand. I respect that. But do you want the bag now, or you want the bag to last?
I don't know, because honestly, it could be the bag now and the bag to last. When you're usually that good, you're getting both.
Yeah, I mean, you got to work hard.
Right.
You got to stay healthy.
It's the mental that really concerns me more than anything, but if you're coming out one and done and still being successful, you're still a young kid. What's the difference?
Mentally, you're not maturing 18 to 19, so who the fuck cares? It doesn't matter. Right. You're still a child.
You know? So, I don't know. But...
Leonard just said, it was calling Andrew Wiggins fucking LeBron.
I actually think the league might be easier to adjust to now than it was when they were going high school to the pro, because the game is so much softer and it's so much more of a perimeter jump shot. Everybody shoots 50 fucking threes.
It's more mental now, though.
It's about being aggressive in today's NBA. A lot of people don't have that killer mindset. If you have a little pussy ass mindset, for example, like a Kevin Knox, right? He plays pussy. He doesn't play aggressive. He can't finish at the rim.
I thought he just wasn't good.
Yeah, he stinks.
Yeah, and then he turned into a stinker because of it.
Well, the dude that told us he was good isn't here today, so fuck him.
Shout out to Ja. We should really make fuck Ja shirts. Yes, sir. What about this Space Jam 2 trailer?
Fucking ass.
Yo, honestly, that shit didn't look too bad, yo. Honestly, that shit ain't really look too bad. I thought it was going to be way worse, the trailer. Like, I thought that shit was going to be ass.
That shit not it, bro.
It doesn't look too bad.
Shit not it.
I don't know if the storyline gonna be it, but they put real bread into that movie. There's a big budget behind that.
It'll be visually appealing.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
As far as the whole concept is concerned, it's supposed to be a movie that's geared toward children, right?
Yeah,
correct.
The Looney Tunes ain't in it anymore, bro. Or Marvin the Martian, all those like Bugs. My kids never watched fucking Bugs.
Yeah, they don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah. That shit is out. Looney Tunes is out. Yeah, so I mean, they're not even gonna be recognizing. It's gonna be for us, honestly. Yeah, I mean, for 80s and 90s kids.
Maddie and Jackson are gonna be 8 and 11 next week, and I don't know that either of them would be able to identify the characters in the movie, all of them.
I'm not for it.
I still think it's going to be a number one movie.
Of course, just off of
the strength of LeBron.
Because their father's going to be in it. That's nigga's father, so they're going to support. Fucking LeBron, dude.
Yeah, stupid as hell. But, I mean... We'll see what happens. They got the budget behind it. So if they spent this much money.
So who's it? Damon Lillard.
Klay Thompson.
I think that's fire what they did with Klay Thompson. They made him the Human Torch, nigga. That's kind of hard. I fuck with that.
That is tough.
And who's the girl?
Diana Taurasi?
Yeah.
Diana Taurasi.
Oh, and Anthony Davis. I don't know how the fuck I missed him.
AD. Of course.
That's tough.
We'll see what happens. This shit, it's either going to be really good or just really ass.
Like you say, it's going to be number one regardless.
It's going to be really good or really ass. Yeah.
Do you have a problem with him doing this movie, trying to be like Mike?
No. Yeah. He's going to chase... LeBron is that type of nigga that when that bag is presented to him, he's going to take that bag and walk out the interview room like he did with that other bag. Remember?
Let me see if I can make this same movie and have it...
Nah,
have more people see it.
That's the bag, though. Like you gonna do it for the bag?
He gonna do it for the money, regardless. All the other accolades to go with it.
The shit he does is not
more.
For the bag at this point. The guy's got generational wealth. He's not doing anything for money at this point.
That is for money. Generational wealth is for money.
He already has generational wealth.
He want more.
He doesn't. He wants to be better than Mike.
He won't be, in that aspect, he won't be better than Mike. Space Jam is going to be the original shit.
There ain't nobody fucking with that original Space Jam. It might come close, but ain't nothing going on. Just like his career.
But the population of the world has doubled since Space Jam 1, so more people could see it.
Still not going to do.
So let's talk about the dickheads of the day, because
we didn't even get the clip, did we?
I got the clip. I got the clip. I'm gonna play the clip real quick. But first, we're gonna talk about the dickheads of the day, Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport.
I only think there's one dickhead. I think is Michael Rapaport. He's a fucking
Let me give him the backstory real quick, Ed.
Give him the backstory.
So basically, Michael Rapaport was talking cash shit to KD. You know, typical Michael Rapaport shit. That's how he gets his attention as a, you know, sports broadcaster, whatever, you know, insider, whatever he seems to maybe. He came at Kevin Durant, said some shit to him. KD responded back in the DMs talking cash shit. Threatening him, even saying all this other wild shit, and Rapaport decided to be one of those guys that put it out there, and he put it out.
Pussy.
He put it out there, and he showed the world their confrontation in the DMs, and it turned into Michael Rapaport not only one contacting his lawyers for whatever reason, but two going on. Going on Undisputed, hold on, I'm gonna play the clip real quick.
Yeah, I gotta get my shit off after this.
I'm gonna play the clip of Michael Rapaport, the audio real quick, of what he said on Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Hold on.
That you've had time to really think about everything.
Oh, it's been crazy. It's been tough. You know, the last few days have been tough, have been crazy. I've gone out of the house and I get, you know, sneers, and I get finger pointing, and I don't do good with sneers and snickers. And then I actually went to the dog park with my dog.
This nigga crying,
and people
bro.
That usually, you know, say hello and even play with my dog, they don't want to play with my dog, my Wheezy. Off, and then
his dog's name is,
you know,
Wheezy.
I went to my coffee shop, Dickie. And they said, not today, Cupcake. And it's weird. It's like, why are you calling me Cupcake? And then I get online
and
social media.
Yeah, this shit gotta go.
All right, let me get my shit off, bro.
That shit gotta go. That nigga, Michael Rapaport, clap it up for him because he's a fucking bitch. You're a bitch.
Yo, listen.
You're a pussy. You're a fucking pussy.
Listen, cut the music off real quick. Yo, I feel like this. I've been called many things in the motorsports community, trolling. Troll, like, yo, listen, I got a couple DMs about it, but I'll never, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna troll, shit gonna come. Somebody's not gonna like what you say. Like, you know what I mean? But you don't sit there and be a bitch about it. And Michael Rapaport is the type of dude that trolls mad people. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
right,
that, on this
right.
day,
That's
KD,
my
KD wasn't going for it. He called you out. He called you pussy. He told you to meet up with him. You didn't want to do it. That's fine, but you don't leak the DMs. And then you would tell he deleted a couple messages.
Okay. This is a sick Negro.
Nigga's sick. Like, yo, it don't even make any sense. Like, how can you talk crazy about somebody and not... These dudes are human at the end of the day.
He didn't really talk all that crazy about him. He said he's super sensitive about everything.
Who?
Rapaport.
Rapaport says some light shit to start it off.
The initial tweet is that he's sensitive, and then KD becomes super sensitive.
No, here's the thing. At the end of the day, these niggas are human. Like, I don't care how much money we end up getting, Nick. If somebody says something I don't like eventually, I'm going to... This dude has come out... This is not the first time he came at KD at all. So we're not going to act like this is the first time. KD even said it. Like, this is more... This is not the first time he came at me. Today he just wasn't having it. He said worse shit to him than that.
Yeah, so like even KD tried to play like it was jokey joke, but obviously it wasn't jokey joke.
This isn't jokey joke.
If Rapaport contacted his lawyers, goes on Undisputed and starts crying fake ass, dry ass pussy tears.
Listen, man.
Those tears taste like pussy. Pause.
Yeah. but this nigga Rapaport did a whole... I remember this nigga was doing a whole report on fucking 6ix9ine ratting. Then he comes and fucking rats. Like, I don't understand that.
He's weird. He's weird. He just does shit for the clout.
Niggas can't play first size.
It's weird.
You can't talk crazy to niggas. I don't give a fuck if they sensitive or not. If you know this nigga's sensitive, don't talk crazy to him.
He wasn't even talking
really
to him.
It's really that simple.
I mean, if you're a professional athlete, you have to understand that people are going to talk about you on Twitter, right?
It's just certain people. Like, certain people, come on, bro.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do think KD is kind of soft in a sense of him even coming at him like that. For what? Like, he just, I mean, he called you sensitive, but, like, you shouldn't have gave him that type of reaction. That's the reaction Rappaport was looking for in the first fucking place. That's all he wanted.
Probably a little lesser, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted a response. He didn't want that response specifically, even though he knew he hit the jackpot. After he did respond to him like that, he's like, oh, fucking got him, for real. Now he's just been clouting it up.
This nigga Meat Shed, Rapport's a comedian. I haven't heard a funny joke he's ever said in my life, so I guess I don't know what movie he was funny in. What, Next Friday? When he said something about the Kumamon Crack Killers or some shit? Like, come on, bro.
He's a sick Negro.
If LeBron did this, he'd be strung up and killed.
I don't know.
The media would tear him apart.
Listen, the thing with LeBron, he does passive aggressive dissing. LeBron does passive aggressive dissing. Like, you know when he's talking about somebody. He'll post a picture. Like, when he had the little beef with Aris Tanner when he was on the Knicks, he posted a picture of the Knicks stadium talking about he's back home or some weird shit like that. Like, he does passive aggressive dissing. You just got to catch him. He's like Drake. He does sneak dissing.
Either way, both these guys are dickheads of the day because Rappaport,
that's for sure,
doesn't need to be posting this. And right. KD's got to be better than to threaten him.
He makes burners, so.
Yeah, he bugged out when he threatened him. Like, nigga, you know you can get sued and like all types of wild, crazy shit for this. Like, why are you doing all that?
That
boy?
And
like,
you don't document in writing to someone that you're threatening all sorts of homophobic slurs.
Called him a cunt, right?
I don't even know. He said so many different things. I just scrolled through it. Like,
I'm going to be honest. He sounded like a 13-year-old white kid on
your
Xbox.
Your life is a joke. Like, for real. You fucking pale cocksucker.
This is a sick Negro.
Yeah. What if KD would have just called him a peasant? I think that's what I'm going to do when we famous. I'm just going to call niggas peasants. I'm like,
they're both corny at the end of the day. I feel like Rappaport's a little bit more cornier than KD in the situation because Rappaport's doing this shit strictly for clout, nothing more and nothing less.
I had them even until Rappaport was crying on TV.
On ESPN. Yeah. That's weighted.
Pure pussy.
That killed me right there.
Call me Cupcake in public. Come on, bro.
I can call Cupcake my dog Wheezy. What the fuck? You fucking pussy. Shut the fuck up. Stop talking shit. Don't talk shit and not expect to get hit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't talk shit. Should have been talking shit. But, all right, let's move on to my boy, a possible ski mask alert. Drew Holiday. What was the numbers on that? 4 years?
4 years, 160.
4 years, 160.
They gave up four first round picks to get him. So, like, you're almost.
You gotta go in at that point.
Or shit. Three first rounds and a pick swap. So,
okay. Not giving first.
Drew Holiday running to the bank. He signed that motherfucking. He said, right to the bank like this. Ski mask that nigga,
no
son.
No one's saying he's ass. I'm not saying
he's not ass.
He's
underrated. He's a good player. Underrated.
But not 160 mil. But that's nothing nowadays, though. It's something, but it's nothing. It's hard to explain on that number. Like, that's like a... Yeah, you about to give us the best 4 years of your fucking life. Like, your fucking career.
You shitting me. I better get a title for that fucking money, Mr. Holiday. You got me fucked up. Shitting me.
If you ask the top NBA players, who's the toughest guard to play against in the league?
Drew Holiday.
9 out of 10 of them are going to tell you Drew Holiday.
Yes.
He plays both sides of the court really well. He's efficient.
Okay, since we're on that topic, who's the best two-way guards, in your opinion?
I think...
No Google.
Holiday might be the best.
Uh, two-way guards?
Because you start talking about who the best defenders are at guard. You're talking Drew Holiday, Eric Bledsoe, Marcus Smart, Ben Simmons.
Oh, where's Clay?
Clay's hurt. Clay's the best two-way guard when he's healthy.
I just wanted to put that out there. Clay's the best two-way guard in the league. Paul George at one point, I don't know what the fuck happened to him. But
he's more of a three anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, Simmons is up there if he could shoot, but like he runs the offense.
I consider him a forward as well.
Holiday's up as good as they get.
Yeah, he's top three two ways.
Yeah.
So I mean, do you put DeRozan in that conversation of two way guards?
He's not as good defensively anymore. He's lost his depth.
I don't know where I put DeRozan in anything anymore. To be honest.
Word up. I don't know what that nigga talk about no more. But
he tried to get away from LeBron. LeBron followed him.
So speaking about running away from LeBron, how about Schroeder declining
a contract extension
with the Lakers?
He's dumb.
This is a sick Negro.
He is. Yeah. He's supposed to keep that bag, bro. What was it like? 84?
84 million.
84 million? How many years?
Three.
Come on,
bro. No, four. Four.
Supposed to take the bag. You're not
getting 20 a year for a usual backup.
You're not even a point guard. Not even a point guard.
And he's usually a backup. And now, see, Bron be getting niggas the bag, though. I will say that.
He fumbled the bag.
He be getting niggas the bag. Even though he fumbled the bag that he literally tried to give to him, I don't know what Schroeder thinks he's going to get in free agency.
Where's he going to go?
He's going to get more.
LeBron's going to be pissed. He's gonna get, no.
Yeah,
no,
because
no,
of the,
no.
only because of the
LeBron's
fucking.
Not going to let it happen. He's gonna put the word out and that's it. He ain't getting that. It's over. One word, one phone call for LeBron, I promise you.
Bro, if I'm shooting, I'm taking that bag. Hey, I don't have to play point guard.
I'm LeBron's in LA. I'm playing with LeBron and AD. I have a shot at the title every year. I'm a usual backup point guard. Or, let me just take my 20.
Or he sees these guys keep getting hurt, they keep getting older. AD's made of glass.
Who's gonna pay the bag, though? Who's gonna pay the bag?
Anybody. I mean, there's money out there.
Yeah,
there's guys that make way too much money every year that you look at. You're like, why the fuck would anybody pay him that? He's gonna be that guy.
Yeah, nah. If he's that guy, I'll throw up. I'll be very upset with the team. Come to the Knicks. Let's go. We'll give you the max.
See, that's the only that's what like niggas that don't know the Knicks right now like to say like
they'll give them a max contract extension.
Like, damn, that's how I know you don't know basketball presently. You done out here.
We got him at 15 points a game, 5 assists, 3.5 rebounds. He shoots.
Sounds like 17 a year for me.
45%, 32%, 83%.
Ew.
Here's the thing. He scored better when he was on Oklahoma City and on Atlanta. Yeah,
players.
You don't want to play with LeBron. You want the ball.
He's younger.
27. He's 93. He's 27.
Well, I was going to say, well, young players just don't develop around LeBron, but never mind.
He's in his prime.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't want to spend his prime being the third wheel to LeBron and AD.
Hey, yo, Marcellus Allwell, I don't know who you are. Don't disrespect the Knicks, though.
What'd he say?
Your name's Marcellus. I don't know.
He said the goofy-ass Knicks would pay. What up, Imane? Shout out to Imane, man.
Good luck.
Fuck that nigga and the Mavs.
Schroeder could end up on the Knicks.
Not for more than 20. A year, that's for damn sure.
I don't know.
I really
you
don't want
him. You
guys
got George Hill, so I don't
I really don't want him, honestly.
How about George Hill?
We got to come out of our pockets for him. No thanks. But speaking of pickups, 10-day contracts have been signed.
Oh, yeah.
Boogie is back to L.A. He's back. And we have a surprise appearance. By Isaiah Thomas to the Pelicans. Shout out to my boy for making it back into
good for
the
him, man.
Good for him. Good job.
I don't know, that boy Lonzo was kind of.
That nigga was snapping last night, by the way. Nigga shot 8 3-pointers.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, say less.
That nigga
tough. Very confident now, bro. I like that.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, he was the only. The Knicks should have made. He was the only like regular player. Other him and Bledsoe were the only regulars in the lineup.
Stop saying Bledsoe, dude. He sucks.
No, but they were the only. They were the only rotation players available yesterday.
Dude.
Adam sat out. Zion sat out. And B.I. sat out. So of course Alonzo's gonna take 20 shots.
I don't understand what the fuck happened to Eric Bledsoe. He was nice on the Clippers, nice on the Suns. Then he didn't want to be on the Suns anymore and went missing.
Went to the Bucks. And that's where Bucks. It all went downhill, yeah. Honestly. That's where it all went downhill.
He was a nice piece on the Bucks.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Was he? I don't think he really
was. He was all NBA defensive team.
Cool.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. He's one of the better point guard defenders in the league.
Defenders.
What do you do besides that? Because he was starting, so what do you do besides that?
Like, he was scoring when young in his career. He was,
oh, yeah.
He was
Clippers, Suns?
He was getting buckets.
I don't know. Whatever happened to the Suns and the organization, like, when he just went missing for a little bit? I don't know.
His points are down this year. He's only averaging 10 a game now. He's only playing 30 minutes, though.
That nigga stink.
Only 30. That's a lot of minutes, bro.
That nigga stink, bro.
That's how many minutes a game? 48? Yeah, 48. You playing 30? Only giving niggas 10?
That's terrible.
That
nigga stinks.
And you started?
That nigga fucking
not coming
sucks,
off
bro.
The bench. That's bad.
Bless those things. I'm good off him. I don't want nothing to do with that motherfucker. I promise you I don't.
Think he's ass.
I promise you, that boy's stinky. Stink. All right. Some NFL news. Sam Darnold to the motherfucking Panthers. And yo, the Jets got a good fucking haul out of them, by the way.
Yeah,
they got a second rounder. I did not think Sam Darnold was going to get a second rounder out of
Why
him.
Not?
I mean,
quarterback. I think he can produce.
Turning a top 10 pick into a second and a fourth rounder in a couple years is not exactly the most productive way to build a franchise.
But well, when your team is, has been it, how bad he's been, well, not him, but the team was surrounding him for so long, it deteriorates your value tremendously.
Sadly.
Tremendously. I wasn't paying a bag of fucking chips for Sam Darnold, honestly. Nigga got a second round pick, a fourth round pick, and another sixth round pick. You got 2, 4, and a 6 out of him.
That gets,
I didn't
that,
think he was going to get
that
much.
That equals a top 10 pick?
Yeah. Nigga, top 3.
Listen.
I mean, the Jets are a perfect example of rebuilding in the wrong way. You go get the lineman first, and then you get the quarterback. They got the quarterback. And then his brains get beat in for a couple years, and then everybody points, and it's Blame his fault.
Yeah. I've never been a Sam Darnold fan. I do think he will be all right in Carolina, though. I really do. I think he's in a good position in Carolina.
He lost all my support when he got mono. Bro, you're a grown-ass man. Why the fuck are you getting mono? Who
this
you
is
sharing
a
drinks
sick Negro.
With?
This is a sick Negro.
What hookers are you kissing in Brooklyn to get you mono, bro?
That nigga got frat boy mono. Yeah. You know, he was drinking too many beer pongs. He was drinking beer pong straight out the cup and shit. Doing keg stands and shit. That's how he got mono. You know, he was fucking around at USC. You know. No,
but,
that's
hey, this me and Corey were talking about it earlier. Well, Nick was in the group chat. Well, we all were talking about it earlier. This nigga Deshaun Watson might be fucking done, bro.
He's in trouble.
He's done. We ain't gonna talk crazy about it, but for niggas not even like, you know, like Carolina can wait it.
He's not gonna play a football game this year.
Yeah, he's done.
Nah, he won't play a game this year.
Yeah, he's done.
Sadly.
I think it's pretty evident that this was something that the Texans knew about for a long time.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into it. Not trying to get canceled.
It sucks.
Sucks.
Hopefully
the charges ain't true.
We'll see what happens. That's all I gotta say about Deshaun Watson. We'll see what happens. All truth comes to light at the end of the day, and we will see what the real truth is to this matter.
I don't think we'll ever know what the real truth is, but we'll know enough.
We'll know the truth on paper.
Yeah, when we know enough, we could definitely elaborate more, but...
I want to see what they're talking about in court before I make any statements on anything.
Yeah, it's just a nasty situation.
It's just a very sticky situation that I don't want to give an opinion on until I know the facts.
I mean, regardless of what the results are from investigations, et cetera,
still might know the full truth.
The allegations alone are gonna hurt him.
Yeah,
he's out for the year just off of the allegations itself. Yeah. The court process, no team's going to take that chance. And honestly, the Texans aren't going to let him go.
No, they're going to keep him.
They're going to keep him during this whole process.
Right now, his value is such dog shit that they have to.
Yeah, they have no choice. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with him. And what's the scores? What's the scores going on right now? Got some good scores going on?
Brooklyn up 6.
Brooklyn up 6? Yeah, GG's.
7 minutes to play. You got Jeez. Toronto just took the lead.
Good.
You had me worried good. On that good. One earlier. You that pick there, so Corey.
Can't wait.
Wow, Dallas is beating Utah right now.
Oh, Gorman.
Dallas is beating Utah.
Gorman said the DFS lineup is fucking smashing. Premium greens, premium green, premium green, premium green.
Shout out to Brandon.
Shout out to my boy Brandon. We're killing it in the premium once again.
Wow. You gotta get him on your ASAP.
Yeah, we about to get Brandon in on a live session very soon, by the way.
Cleveland is smoking the
Spurs, yeah.
Spurs, wow.
$25 a month for the premium. MoSportsNetwork.com. Get your motherfucking hoodies.
What's Reggie doing, dude?
Reggie Bullock got 19 points.
Awesome.
Shout out to Reggie Bullock.
Fuck him, he sucks.
Shout out to Reggie Bullock. And Alec Burks.
Julius Randle already a triple-double. MVP.
MVP, MVP, MVP.
But Kyrie's got 37.
Who's guarding him?
Nobody, I guess. Derrick Rose. Elfrid Payton.
Fucking bum.
That bum Payton. I bet you he's doing Payton dirty right now.
Nor is Noel's ass too, bro. Yeah, he's just out there, bro. He's out. He doesn't even get boards. Bro.
I'm watching the game right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It stinks.
Oh, my God. I just did not see that. I'm turning it off.
The reason Randle has all these fucking stats is because he plays with three guys that don't fucking do anything. Noel doesn't fucking rebound.
Yeah. Nobody, I mean, he's the workhorse of the team at the end of the day. What do you expect? He's the workhorse. He's the guy that gets...
He's our Jokic. And,
but, like, the difference between, you know, like, Julius Randle, like, his usage is a lot more efficient than most, like, workhorses at the end of the day. Like, he's a workhorse, but he's an efficient workhorse.
What happened to your boy quickly? Why is his minutes reduced?
Because he's been making stupid shots. He's been taking bad shots.
He's had bad shot selection the whole year. There's no doubt about that.
He's aggressive.
And Tibbs hates rookies that do stupid shit.
He hates overly aggressive players in general, never mind a rookie doing it. So he's going to, you know, put brains back on him until he becomes more efficient. But I still think Quickley's going to be a fucking beast guard in the future, and I think he's going to be awesome.
And he's going to get traded.
No, he's not. He's not going nowhere.
That's what we do, bro.
That's what we used to do. New regime, my friend.
What do you mean? When you go by used to, you mean a year or two ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. 3 years. Last year. 2 years ago.
Pretty recent. Like, that's not like...
I mean, it's pretty recent, but what's also been pretty recent is Leon Rose and William Wesley and all these other... And completely redoing the whole front office and scouting system. So it's a completely different ball game now. So it is what it is.
If this score holds, you guys fall to the 8th seed.
Yeah, it'd be bad. Can't lie to you. We're hurting. We're hurting without Mitch. Mitch and like that fucking stretch of no Rose really hurt us. Both injuries. Really,
I mean, luckily the Pacers and Bulls are playing god awful basketball, and Toronto's a fucking disastrous mess health wise. That you shouldn't fall any further than 8.
I hope not. Is 8 a play-in game? Ooh, Randall.
Seven's a play-in game.
7 and 8 is play-in now.
As of today, you'd play the Bulls in a 3-game series.
That'd be tough.
To see who gets to play the Nets.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Happy playoffs.
That's not the 8 seed?
That's a 7 seed. Philly's the 1, so Boston plays Indiana as of today.
then they would have to play y'all.
Right. All right, so we going to wrap it up. It's been another good one. I appreciate y'all. Getting that premium. You got about 15 minutes to get your picks for the NCAA game. You already know what time it is. Most Sports, baby. www.mostsportsnetwork.com. I fuck with y'all. Thank y'all for coming through once again. We'll be back next Monday. Thank you.